David Jennings here from Melbourne SEO Services, and I wanted to answer the question, which companies are the best fit for Melbourne SEO Services? Who's going to get the best result and the best return for the money that they spend with us? You see, we're extremely picky with the clients that we work with because we want to make sure that we provide an excellent return on investment. We want to make sure that the client makes so much more money than they spend with us. Now, to do that, we just need to make sure that we've got the right fit and the right type of clients that can benefit from our services. Because those who get it right, they just absolutely smash it out of the park. And we know if we pick the right clients, it's great for us. They stick around for years to come. They also spread the word and they introduce us to other like-minded businesses. So it's just good business that we get the best return for our clients. So we sat down and we had a little bit of a think about, of all of our clients and businesses that we've worked with, who's the right fit or what's that target market? And here's what we came up with. Now, your business may or may not be the exact fit that I'm going to talk about here, but it kind of gives you an idea of those who'll get the best return. So firstly, typically we enjoy working with the business owner. You see, we're entrepreneurs as well, and we love working with businesses that are really in there getting the work done and going places. Oftentimes, they're turning over anywhere from 2 million all the way up to 10 million. And the staff, they might have anywhere from 6 to 12 to 15, I mean, within that sort of range. And we often find if the business has a business coach, as they quite often are a good fit for us because they already understand the importance of having a good return on investment. And they understand when it comes to marketing, if you're spending $1 and that's bringing $2 back, you're going to want to invest into that marketing as much as possible. So understanding that and having a slightly more educated client is excellent for us. And also, we try and spot the clients that it's going to be shooting fish in a barrel for us. We want to get that great result. So oftentimes, we like to work with clients where they have a high value per new client that comes on board for their business. So for example, a dentist, he might pull out a handful of teeth and very quickly he reaches break even on our services. When you compare that with someone like, you know, a discount hairdresser, they might have to sell 100 or 50 different haircuts just before they reach break even. So it makes so much more sense for us to work with a person where they can very quickly and quantifiably see the return that we're getting for them. So they're just a few things to consider when determining if we're going to be the right fit for you and your business. And I mean, when we're working with businesses, businesses that are moving places, businesses that are already heading in a direction, it's much easier to steer a ship that's in motion rather than a ship that's at standstill. And then we need to really push to get that ship going. And it's the same with business and it's the same with working with SEO. So perhaps just a few things to consider. And if you think you might be the right fit for us, then let's go ahead and have a chat. We'll find out a bit more about your business. We'll find out how many clients you would need to reach break even on our services. We'll find out what's a client worth to you and what are some of the other marketing methods that you're using, so we can find out, well, how much is it costing you to currently acquire a lead? Because once you get SEO right, it can be one of the cheapest forms and ways of acquiring leads for the right type of businesses. So go ahead, pick up the phone and get in contact with a team member here at Melbourne SEO Services.